الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويمنعون الماعون. We are still in the surah, Surah Araita Alladhi Yukadhibu Biddeen. And in the surah, ulama have explained that Allah Ta'ala has explained, given us the broad principles of good governance in an Islamic country also, and to run our homes and our personal lives also, and how every goodness of deen and dunya can come into us. And for that, the first principle is the realization of accountability. That is, on the day of Qiyamah, we will have to account for all our deeds. When that true consciousness comes in a person for every deed, as it comes in the hadith, a person will, his legs will not be able to move from its place until he does not answer 5 questions. That is, our youth, where we spend it, our lives, where we spend them, from where did we earn, where did we spend, and the knowledge that was given to us, how much did we make amal on that. If a person has to think of that, it will put him into real, in a proper mode of thinking, and he will correct his life. That is also more than enough for the Islah and the correction of a person's life. And then further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, when a person has got that, he will want the mercy of Allah ta'ala, without which a person cannot survive for one moment also. And in order to draw the mercies of Allah ta'ala, particular amal Allah showed, and that was that we should not discard and throw away, chase away the orphans and the poor and destitute. That is, we should have great place in our hearts for them. And that is also, I think, when that is developed for good governance of an Islamic country or of a home, where the yatim, the orphan is thought of, and the miskeen, the poor person is thought of. So that is also a very important aspect. And then the other is our namazes. That year Allah Ta'ala explains, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Those munafiqs who do not even perform their namaz, or perform it half-heartedly, or just for show they perform their namaz. That everyone else is getting up for namaz, we also just join them. And in the namaz, our heart is not there, our soul is not there, just we are outwardly showing that we are making namaz. And then Allah Ta'ala warns another thing of these bad qualities, and that is وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ or مَانْغِ إِنَا دَيْوَي بَرَتْنَ كِي چِيز. And somebody who asks you for a small little favor, for a small thing, and in that thing in which there is no harm for you, and that also you do not want to give. Like for example, in our times, somebody just asks us, just give me your pen, I want to do so, write something. I want to make a signature, and we even refuse to give a pen. When a person comes to that condition, as the Mufassirin explained, in the time of before, like people are drawing water from the well, and one person asks another person, just lend me your rope and bucket so that I can draw my water also. Your rope is not going to get finished in that, your bucket is not going to get finished, but you refuse that also. In other words, small things. That a person, for example, even while eating, somebody says, just pass me the water, the salt, and that also we refuse to do. A person reaches that stage also. So that is what also Allah Ta'ala forbids, that a person must not drop to that level, that even the small little things, he's not prepared to help somebody. We are going somewhere, there is place in our car. Somebody asks us for a lift, take me, I also want to go. And that also we refuse. We don't give them this lift also. And there isn't anything else, no security problem or anything. But just that our nature has become that we don't even want to give that. So that is also a thing which Islam has prohibited. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained that the first thing is our accountability, that we are going to be accountable for all our actions. And generally, the day of Qiyamah, the fear of the day of Qiyamah. And before that, in the qabr already, what our condition will be. That must be the first thing that must be developed. And then after that, our sincerity with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When that comes in a person, in his heart, a person must be very sincere with Allah Ta'ala. With other people, we still try and bluff them, which is not correct at all. But Allah knows our condition in and out. We must not try and be insincere with Allah Ta'ala. And then outwardly, our namazes and our ikhlas, our sincerity in our namazes also, that we make our namazes correctly. And then our relationship with people. Islam and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach not only to fulfill the rights of other people, but that we make ithar, we give preference to them. To this level, and the lives of the Sahaba are witnesses to this, that they did not eat themselves, they fed the guests, and they fed a stranger. Today our own people, we are not prepared to look after them. Where are we going to look after strangers then? And especially the orphans, the miskeen, and the person, if he's not careful in looking after his habits, his character in this matters, then he drops right down to that level in which he doesn't want to help somebody with small little things also. Like just giving your pen for him to write also. Or any other small thing, that there is a chair, nobody is sitting on it, and somebody asks us, can I sit on this chair, and we even refuse him to sit on that chair. So these things also are taught to us in the surah. It is also a great surah with great, great lessons for us to learn and how to live our lives correctly. And it teaches the broad principles of correct good governance for an Islamic country also, and to run our lives and our homes also correctly, and also how to prepare for our akhirah at the same time. This is also one of those surahs that we commonly read in our namazes. So we should try and ponder on the meaning also, and make effort that our amal also comes on it, and that Allah be pleased with us, inshallah.